जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 राम जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्रीमति हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर नंबर 10, text number 15. This is I'll just read it like a prose. Sachapi Pandavena Sindhu Sauvirya Patis Tattva Jignyasayam Samyak Shraddhayadikarta Dikaras Tat Hridaya Granti Mochanam Dvija Vacha Ashritya बहु योग ग्रंथ सम्मतम त्वरायावृह सिरसा पादमूलम उपाश्रित क्षमापयाम विगत नृप देव साम्यावाच सह ही महाराज रहुगण च ऑल्सो अपि इंडीड Pandavena, O best of the Pandu dynasty, which is Maharaj Parikshit, Sindhu, Sindhu Sauvirapati, the king of the states known as Sindhu and Sauvira. Tattva Jigyasayam, in the matters of inquiring about the absolute truth. Samyak Shraddhaya, by faith consisting of complete control of the senses and the mind. Adikarta, who attained the proper qualification, that Hridaya Granthi, the knot of false conceptions within the heart, Mochanam, which eradicates, Dvijavacha, the words of the Brahmana, which is Jadabharata. Ashritya, hearing, Bahu Yoga Grantham Sammatam, approved by all yogic processes and their scriptures. Twaraya, very hastily, Avaruhya, getting down from the palanquin, Sirasa, by his head, Padamulam, at the lotus feet, Upashrita, falling down flat to offer obeisances, Kshamapayan, obtaining pardon for his offense, Vigita Nripadeva Samya, giving up all false pride of being the king and therefore being worshipable. Uvacha said, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Avayacharana Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Shriya Prabhupada ki, translation. Shukadev Goswami continued, O best of the Pandu dynasty, Maharaj Parikshit, the king of the Sindhu and Saurira states, Maharaj Rahugana, had great faith in discussions of the absolute truth. Being thus qualified, he heard from Jadabharata that the philosophical presentation, which is approved by all scriptures on the mystic yoga process, and which shackles the knot in the heart, Hridaya Granthi. His material conception of himself as a king was thus destroyed. He immediately descended from his palanquin and fell flat on the ground with his head at the lotus feet of Jadabharata in such a way that he might be excused for his insulting words against a great Brahmana. Then he prayed as follows. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 4.2, Lord Krishna says, Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduhu sakaleneha mahata yogo nashta parantapaha. The supreme science was received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and thereafter the science as it is appears to be lost. Although the disciplic succession, the royal order, was on the same platform as the great saintly persons, Rajarshis, formally they could understand the philosophy of life and knew how to train citizens to come to the same standard. In other words, they knew how to deliver the citizens from the entanglement of birth and death. When Maharaj Dasara ruled Ayodhya, the great sage Vishwamitra once came to him to take away Lord Ramachandra and Lakshmana to the forest to kill a demon. When the saintly person Vishwamitra came to the court of Maharaj Dasaratha, the king, he ordered to receive the saintly person, asked him, He asked the sage whether everything was going on well in his endeavors to conquer the repetition of birth and death. So this was the question. Then he says, the whole process of the Vedic civilization is based on this point. We must know how to conquer the repetition of birth and death. Maharaj Rahugana also knew the purpose of life. Therefore, when Jadabharata put the philosophy of life before him, he immediately appreciated it. This is the foundation of Vedic society. Learned scholars, Brahmanas, saintly persons and sages who are fully aware of the Vedic purpose advise the loyal order how to benefit the general masses, and by their cooperation the general masses were benefited. Therefore, everything was successful. Maharaj Rahugana attained this perfection of understanding the value of human life. Therefore, he regretted his insulting words to Jadabharata and he immediately descended from his palanquin and fell flat at the lotus feet of Jadabharata in order to be excused and to hear from him further about the values of life known as Brahma Jignyasa, inquiring about the absolute truth. At present moment, high government officials are ignorant of the values of life, and when saintly persons endeavor to broadcast the Vedic knowledge, so-called executives do not offer their respectful obeisances but try to obstruct the spiritual propaganda. Thus, one can say that the former kingly government was like heaven and that the present government is like hell. Hare Krishna. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadhanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindhavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim, Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande, Shri Gurum Dinatarinam. Hare Krishna. We welcome all the devotees to Srimad Bhagavatam class. I seek blessings of all the devotees that we can speak something meaningful from Acharyas and Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we are reading from Canto 5, chapter number 10, text number 15. So the last time I was given an opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, it was when Bharat Maharaj was just about to leave his body. So this time he has already transformed one more life and came to the third life now as Jada Bharata. So in this life of Jada Bharata, we see that from his childhood, he was like a Jada. Means he would not talk, he would not reply, he would not respond, he would not react. Even when his brothers were troubling him, even he was not taken care of, even when the robbers took him to sacrifice to Kali, still he did not speak. And then he was told to take this palanquin on his shoulders, still he did not say anything, he was just carrying it. But when there was an opportunity to give some spiritual knowledge to King Rahugana, he did not hesitate and he continuously spoke. So this is the quality of the devotees, that they don't speak for themselves. What I want, these are my needs, these are my things which I will definitely need if I have to give a pravachan, if I have to go somewhere. Or constantly thinking about their own needs. A devotee will only think and only speak when there is a need to enlighten somebody, to preach. A preaching opportunity is given, then the devotee shares his realization. This is the quality of a Mahabhagavata devotee, like Jada Bharata. He is not speaking for himself, but he used all the best opportunities to preach Krishna consciousness. So this is the quality of great devotees. But what about us? So when we are practicing, then it is said that when we do selfless service, the more selfless service we do, when we see because of our preaching, so many lives are getting transformed because of Prabhupada's message and Krishna's mercy, then the want of accepting more and more needs or our material desires keep decreasing. So that's why it is recommended that if you want to get rid of your desires, you serve Krishna. When we serve Krishna's senses, our sense gratification tendencies go. That selfless service, selfless preaching as an instrument of Krishna's compassion and Acharya's compassion removes all kinds of material, material hankerings or needs of body, mind and soul. So here it is said that Rahugana was given wonderful instructions, and then Prabhupada quotes an incident from Dasaratha Maharaja's life when Vishwamitra came and he wanted to take Lord Ramachandra and Lakshmana with them. Dasaratha Maharaj was very, very hesitant. He was saying, Ramam Padma Patraksham Ramo Raji Valochanam Purna Shodasa Varsho Mena Yugya Yogya Tamasmi. He was saying, Are, my son is not still 16 years old. How can he go for fighting? Ramaha Raji Valochanaha. He was describing the beauty of Ramachandra and he was saying, No, it is not his age to fight, so I will not be sending. But still, because of his guru's order, and then he had to send Lord Ramachandra and Lakshmana with Vishwamitra. So in this context, Prabhupada is mentioning that when Vishwamitra comes, then he asks this question, that how is your endeavors of conquering the cycle of birth and death? Like when we see some devotees, we ask, how is your sadhana going? You're doing nice Bhagavatam reading, like that he is asking. Is your endeavors to conquer birth and death successful? So this is the purpose of life, is to conquer birth and death. Punarapi maranam puranapi jananam puranapi janani jatare sayanam iha samsare bahudustare iha samsare bahudustare kripaya pare pahi murare. Punarapi jananam puranapi maranam puranapi janani jatare sayanam iha samsare bahudustare. So what is the main purpose of human life is to conquer this cycle of birth and death. I'll tell you one small story in this regard. So there was one person who was carrying lots of wealth and he was traveling on a boat in an ocean. So there was some tufan like we recently had. It crossed Gujarat shores. Like that it was everywhere. There was chaotic situation. And he was trying his best to keep this boat up in the sea, but somehow it started sinking. So then he was endeavoring to hold on to as much as bags of money he had on the boat for him to protect. Then he tried very much. He was holding on to lot of bags, and slowly he started realizing that more we hold on to, faster he is sinking. Then he started giving up one bag after one bag after one bag. Finally he left everything and he thought, let me save my life and then I will see about money. If life is there, then I can earn more money. Then he started swimming, and somehow he reached to a shore of an island, and he could not see anybody on that island. And he was thinking, "Arey, where did I come? What will happen to me?" Then he started walking slowly. He was very, very fearful. It was a dense forest in the island. And he was going inside, and then he was welcomed by few tribals in that area. And they had all kinds of weapons in their hands. And he was thinking, "I thought of my saving my life, but now I am going to die. I am going to become a feast to these tribals." Then they caught him, and they very respectfully they were taking him. Just like they take a goat before slaughter, like that they were. Then he was thinking that I'll be slaughtered very royally now. So he was slowly taken, and then there was a big asan. There were 18 steps, and he was slowly taken, and they made him to sit on this simhasana. So he was wondering what they are going to do now. So one person bought a beautiful crown made with forest flowers and leaves and twigs, and he put on his head. And he was thinking, what is going to happen? And then all these tribals were telling him, "See, stranger, we have a custom in our tribal society. Whoever unknowingly comes to our island, we make him the king of our island." He was thinking, so wonderful, yeah. I thought I will just save some money. Now I have got a kingdom and a praja to rule. He was very happy. And then they continued, "See, the custom goes like this. 2 years you will be the king. After that, you will be put in one more island where there are very wild animals roaming all around, and they will eat and kill you." So he was thinking, now what should I do? 2 years I will be king, and after that I will go to die. So he was thinking, should I be happy to be a king, or should I be sad that I am going to be killed? Many times it happens, right? We have some kind of a nice situation right now, but when we are thinking all about future, we cannot enjoy the present moment only. So he was thinking, let me forget about future. God knows what will happen. Let me concentrate on the present moment. Now I will utilize these 2 years. You know what this person did? When he was the king of that tribal island, he sent, first 10 days, he sent lot of soldiers into the next island. And he made them kill all the wild animals. Next 1 month he sent farmers to start farming there. After 1 month he sent many workers to start building houses there. And then he started sending cattle animals there. By the end of 2 years he made one more kingdom in the other island. And then after 2 years he was sent to this island, and he was happily living his life or rest of his life in the other island. So it is said that this human life is an opportunity to work for our next life. Whatever we are doing now, just like he got 2 years, we don't know how much time we have. So what we have to do at every moment is to invest for our journey to the next life. So in this regard, a few days before was the appearance of one of the great Alvars called Periya Alvar, Vishnu Chitta, who was also the father of Andal, Goda Devi, just 3 days before. Swati Nakshatram of Ashada Masa is the appearance of Periya Alvar. So, I would like to briefly tell the story of Periya Alvar. One king who belongs to the Chola dynasty was walking on the road in his kingdom. So, one saint was reciting a shloka. Now, what is the meaning of that shloka? Because we cannot work in the Chaturmasya, people work rest of the year. Chaturmasya has just started. Why people cannot work in Chaturmasya? Because it is raining. Like we see in Govardhan eco-village, last 10 days it has continuously been raining all the time. So, maybe that time people don't know the concept of work from home. Otherwise they would have worked on laptop in the house. But because they cannot work in the Chaturmasya, they would work entire year and happily, peacefully sit in Chaturmasya and hear Bhagavad Katha. It is called Bhagavad Kalakshepam. So, he was telling, because people cannot work in Chaturmasya, they work for the rest of the year. Because people cannot work in the night, they work in the day, so that they can peacefully sleep in the night. Then he says, because people cannot work in their old age, they work in their youth. Correct? We work in the, when we have strength, and make all the retirement plans, pay insurances, so that we can peacefully live in the old age when we will not be able to work. And the fourth thing he says, because people cannot do anything after they leave their body, they use their human life to invest in their next life. This was the meaning of the shloka which this Brahmana was reciting. And the king was thinking, I am working entire year because I cannot work in the Chaturmasya. Tick. I cannot work in the night, so I am working in the day. Tick. I cannot work when I am in the old age, that's why I am working now. But I am not doing something for my next life, which I cannot do after I leave the body. So what should I do now? So he gets this thought and he goes to his minister and he asks, see, I heard a Brahmana telling this story that we cannot work after we leave the body. So what should we do now so that our next lives are wonderful? So this minister was a very honest man. He said, sir, I don't know actually. We should find out from the Brahmanas and the Panditas of our kingdom. So this king was a mystic yogi also. You know what he did? He kept lakhs and thousands of golden coins in one big cloth, and he tied this big cloth as a big bag, and with his mystic power, he raised this bag of golden coins onto a pillar. And the mantra was chanted that whoever proves which is the best way to reach the highest destination and whom should we surrender to, then this bag of golden coins will descend. Otherwise, it will not descend. And it was told in the entire kingdom that anybody can come to the Raja's court and prove which is the best process, which is the highest destination, whom should we surrender to in order to achieve this, and what is the process. So then it is said that for 6 months, all the Panditas were coming and they were telling their answers before this pillar. Not even one golden coin was dropping. In meanwhile, in a place called Srivalliputtur, wonderful, beautiful place. How many of you have been to Srivalliputtur? Anybody here? You have been to Srivalliputtur? It's the place of Vatapatrashai. Oh, illaya. Okay. It is place of Vatapatrashai. Very, very wonderful deity where Andal appeared and Vishnu Chitta was also born. So Vishnu Chitta, he actually nobody knows his name. He is called Vishnu Chitta because he always had Vishnu in his chitta. Vishnu Chitta and Periyalvar. I'll tell the story how it became Periyalvar. So Vishnu Chitta was doing one kainkaryam, one seva to Vatapatrashai, which was growing flowers, making mala and offering it every day. So one day when he went to offer this garland to Vatapatrashai, Vatapatrashai asked him, see, this king, he has one doubt. He is asking, whom should we surrender? What is the process? What is the highest destination? So can you please go to the king and tell the tattva? So Vishnu Chitta said, you know what I did from my childhood. I grew flowers, I made garlands and offered it to you. Nor I went to Gurukul, nor I studied any shastras. So how will I preach? So Vatapatrashai told, acha, you are thinking you grew flowers and you made garlands and you offered? Then he said, no Lord, it is because of you only. So this will also happen because of me. So don't worry, you just go and you just pray to me and I will do everything else. So whatever we are doing in our lives, whatever talents we have, whatever way we are serving Lord in such wonderful ways, all that is done because of Lord's desire and the Shakti which Lord has given. So Vishnu Chitta prayed to Vatapatrashai and he went to the court of this king and he just said very simple answers. The highest destination is Vaikuntha. The person who has to be surrendered and served is Lord Vishnu, and the process is bhakti. And immediately the bag of gold coins descended. And Lord was so happy. Lord, with all his ministers and all his citizens, surrendered to Vishnu Chitta. And they all took initiations from Vishnu Chitta. And all this money was given to Vishnu Chitta, and Lord said, I have my one desire, that because you have become my spiritual master, I want to take you on a very grand procession in the kingdom. So Vishnu Chitta was made to sit on the elephant of the king, and he was taken on a procession. So it was such wonderful procession that the Lord himself with Sridevi and Bhudevi on Garuda wanted to see his devotee being glorified in such a way. King and all the citizens were walking before Periyalvar, and everybody were clapping their hands, singing kirtan and glorifying Periyalvar. By that time Vishnu Chitta and Lord wanted to see this scene, and he appeared. As soon as Periyalvar saw Lord, he started praying for the Lord. He said, Are Krishna, you are so beautiful, you are so soft, Saukumarya, and you are filled with beauty. What will happen to your body when these fellows who do not understand your tattva see you? Like we say, na, when sometimes my mother would say, dishti dalgindi neeku, means nazar lag gaya aapko, isliye aisa ho raha hai. So when there is love, you don't ask from Lord, give me this, give me that. It is said that you pray for Lord, that you should be safe. So Periyalvar was saying, don't come before all these fellows. They took 6 months to understand your tattva. What will happen if they see you? Please go back. Please be safe. Pallandu, pallandu, pallayirathandu. This is called Tiruppallandu. Is one of the writings of Periyalvar. So he says, let Lord's beauty be safe. Let Lord Garuda Vahana be safe. Then Lord was saying, don't worry Periyalvar, I have Sudarshana. Let Sudarshana be safe. I have Panchajanya, don't worry. Let Panchajanya be also safe. So he is praying for the Lord. So in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya it is said, like we say, Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. So one of the attributes of a Jiva is to pray for the Lord's protection. That is said in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. Means it, our existence is to serve him. Our existence is to protect him. Not ask for our protection, not ask for our service. So that is the mood. So then the Lord said, Tamil, periya means big. Even though many of the Alvars had great lives and great mercy of the Lord, but Vishnu Chitta was called as periya Alvar because of his great love for the Lord. Wherever there is periya, that is very big. Periya Perumal is Ranganatha. Periya Gopuram is Sriranga Gopuram. Actually, if you know, the Gopuram of Srivelliputtur is bigger than that of the Gopuram of Ranganath Swami. 292 feet is the height of the Gopuram in Srivelliputtur. All the money which was given to Periyalvar, he used it in making that Gopuram. So that's why it is, if you see the Tamil Nadu state emblem, there is one Gopuram. Many of them think that it is Sriranga Gopuram, but it is Srivelliputtur Vatapatrashai Gopuram. So it was used in Lord's service. So this is the way actually. The way is to surrender to Krishna. The way is to understand about Jiva, the soul. Like here, Jadabharata is telling about the science of soul, science of body, and all these things to King Rahugana. So it is very, very simple to understand. The personality who has to be surrendered is Krishna. The way is Sharanagati or Bhakti. And Jiva can never be Lord. Jiva can be only eternal servant. In this regard, we see that in Kanchipuram, when our Kanchipurna was approached by Ramanujacharya, that I have few questions. Can you please ask Varadaraj and tell me what the answers of my questions. So Kanchipurna says, can you please tell what your questions are? He says, no, Lord only knows, he will only give answers. Just tell, please tell the answers to Ramanujacharya's questions. So Kanchipurna goes to Varadaraj and he says, Ramanujacharya, it seems he has some questions, can you please clarify? So then Varadaraj gives 6 answers to Kanchipurna as the answers of questions of Ramanujacharya. First thing he says is, Ahameva Paratattvam. I am the Supreme Tattva, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Vishnu. Ahameva Paratattvam. Second thing he says is, Darshanam Bhedameva Cha. That there is a difference between the soul and the Lord. Soul can never be God. First thing is ahameva paratattvam. Second thing is darshanam bhedameva cha. Third thing is prapatti yeva margam. Means sharanagati or bhakti is the only way. And the fourth thing he says is dehavasane muktisyat. Only after you give up your body you go to Vaikuntha. Because at that time in that ancient society there was a misconception that if you become a Vaishnava you leave your body and go back to Vaikuntha. So people were so scared that they threw all the alvars, 4000 shlokas called Nalaira Divya Prabandham in the river. Because if somebody recites it, they will leave their body and go to Vaikuntha. Actually, it would really happen. Sometime I will tell the story how it was changed. When somebody would read Narayana Divya Pramanda, he would leave his body and go back to God. So people were very scared and they threw all the scriptures in the river. So Lord was clarifying here, Dehavasane Muktisyat. And then he says, Antima Smriti Varjanam. No need to always think what will happen at the time of death, will I remember you or not remember you, don't worry. Practice devotional service happily and peacefully. If you don't remember, I will remember you and take you back to Godhead. Dehavasane Muktisyat Mahapurna Samashrayanam. A personal instruction at the end. Go and take the Diksha from Mahapurna. So this is very simple. To take shelter of Lord through the process of Bhakti Yoga. And then you will reach the highest above Goloka Vrindavana. So it was going on like this. So here we see, then Prabhupada tells in the purport a very interesting thing. Learned scholars and brahmanas, saintly persons and sages who were fully aware of the Vedic purpose advised their loyal order how to benefit the general masses, and by their cooperation the general masses were benefited. Therefore everything was successful. So it is said that preaching to the politicians is also very, very important. We see that in these days when a politician is practicing something, like we see Narendra Modi, our Prime Minister, when he gives a Bhagavad Gita, then entire world is thinking, what is Gita, what is Modi gifting? Or he goes to Pandharpur, he goes to Ram Lalla and offers obeisances. Then everywhere in the internet is Modi offering obeisances to Ramji and Modi doing the corner ceremony store of Ayodhya Mandir. So when a great personality, when a great king is practicing bhakti, is showing some kind of devotional inclinations, then the entire citizens will be interested to understand about Krishna consciousness. So when he understood this sciences from Jadabharata, he immediately came down off his palanquin. It is said very, very fastly he came down and directly he fell at the feet of Jadabharata because he offended him before. So two things is sincere repentance and honest for asking for forgiveness will nullify the offenses which we have done. So the greatest obstacle is Vaishnava aparad, if we knowingly or unknowingly commit aparad to any devotee. So we have to be extremely careful in this regard. Yesterday was the disappearance day of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. I was hearing a Bengali lecture of Maharaj given in Mayapur. So he was telling one story that a person was very, very sinful fellow. He was actually a butcher. And then he did all kinds of sins in his life. One day it was raining heavily and he was standing out of his house. And he saw Vaishnava passing by. And he thought, "Arey, this Vaishnava is getting drenched in the rain. So I will just hold an umbrella." And for some time till the rain went away, he was holding umbrella on this Vaishnava. And then at the end of his life, when he went to hell, Yamaraj said, "All his sins are forgiven. There is no sin for him. Please take him to another good destination." Like that, he was taken away from sin. So Bhaktisaru Maharaj was telling that just by serving Vaishnavas, you get everything. All your sins are nullified. But when you offend a Vaishnava, then it is the biggest kind of sin. So we have to be very, very careful in this regard, knowingly, unknowingly. It is said about Lord, Sanketyam parihasamsta soham helanam evava vaikuntanama grahanam aseshakaharam viduhu. However, in whatever way, in whatever mood you take Lord name, you will be delivered. But however, in whatever mood, jokingly, unknowingly, if you offend a Vaishnava, then it is most dangerous also. So immediately Rahugana got down and he asked forgiveness. If we humbly beg for forgiveness, have sincere repentance in the heart, then if the Vaishnava is merciful, then we may be forgiven. So, and then Srila Prabhupada tells about the present and the previous system. At present moment, high government officials are ignorant of values of life. And when saintly person endeavor to broadcast the Vedic knowledge, the so-called executives do not offer their respectful obeisances, but try to obstruct the spiritual propaganda. Thus, one can say that the former kingly government was like heaven, and the present government is like hell. In this regard, if you see, in the scriptures also, every great king, a ruler, a monarch, had group of devotees or brahmanas or panditas guiding him. Dasarath Maharaj, it is said that he had 8 ministers who were guiding him. And then in the lives of Shivaji Maharaj, they associate him with Tukaram also. And then Akbar is associated with Birbal. And Krishna Devaraya is associated with Tenali Ramakrishna. And Chanakya was associated with Chandragupta Maurya. And any other examples you have where a king is associated with a pandita, a great minister of his? Prataprudan Maharaj? Mahaprabhu. Okay. Any other from modern day kings? Any other examples comes in the mind? A king associated with a pandita, a king associated with a saintly minister. Prithviraj Chauhan also had someone. Okay. So everybody in the kingly order had their association with saintly ministers or sadhus. This was the system. So now what is happening is, when the kings disregard the brahmanas, kings disregard the scriptures, kings disregard the Vaishnavas, then there is entire chaos in the society. Like we see now, the government in Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu, here it's a Christian government and there it's an atheistic government. So much trouble. In Tamil Nadu, it is said, when I was studying my engineering in Chennai, there was a temple of Ramachandra, Veera Raghava Swami, where we would go every day, whenever we would get down in Tambaram station, and then we would go to the temple and we would go. They have destroyed. They have destroyed hundreds of temples by the time, from the time their rule has started. When we went to South India Yatra, 2 years before in Brahmachari Yatra, one Brahmana of Yaduktakari Paramal's temple was telling us that he had tears in his eyes. And he was telling, if at all this government says all castes can be allowed, Shudras should be given an opportunity, their propaganda is anybody whom we appoint can worship the deity. He was telling that if at all government takes such kind of decision, ISKCON devotees should be placed, even though they are not from a Brahmana family, because they know how to respect the deity, what kind of for this rules and regulations have to be followed. And he was showing a video in the mobile where a person was appointed by the government in a Shiva's temple, and he put his leg on Shivling and he is doing worship to his own lotus feet. Not lotus feet, garbage feet. And then that water was going on Shivji. And he was crying, the pujari was crying, saying that the government is doing things like this. And now they are planning to pass a bill that whoever government approves, they can be a pujari in the temple. So that kind of situation is there now in Tamil Nadu. And then in Andhra is a Christian government. Hundreds and thousands of deities have been destroyed. In 1 year, more than 500 temples, deities have been destroyed. Because in Christianity, they say that, not real Christianity, but the fanatic followers in India, the pastors and the preachers, they say that if you have really converted from Hinduism to Christianity, you should prove yourself by destroying the deity of your village. And they go and they break the head of the deities, they pass urine and stool on the deity, and then the pastor agrees that now you have become a real Christian. So this is the kind of situation when people are not guided, when the government is not guided, the DTs are in problem and the sadhus are in problem and the entire Varnashrama system, entire Vedic system is destroyed. So a few years before, after 2022 Dhanurmasam, our Shiksha Guru Chinajayar Swami had done an entire yatra of AP where he restored around 700 broken DTs back. And he was taking donations from the people just to put one watchman per temple. Because in the night they come, break and go. Here also we were seeing the place where our Sri Keshavananda Prabhu goes, they sprinkled blood near the deity of Lakshmi Narayana, and Shivananda Shyam Prabhu, and both of them went and they did samprokshana, they did yajna and everything. So this is the kind of situation which we can foresee if the kings, if the politicians, if the chief ministers, if the ministers are not guided, if they go away from the Vedic path. So we have a very tough time before. One of my school teachers, she sent me a video and she was telling, because ISKCON is a cow loving and Krishna loving society, can you please file a case on this person? And I was thinking, why is she telling me, my maths teacher from my school? So I opened and there was a video where after the BJP's rule changed, Congress rule came in Karnataka, they put India's flag and Bajrang Dal's flag and BJP's flag and they cut the cow on this flag. And the blood of cow was drenching the India flag and the BJP flag and the Bajrang Dal flag. So this is the situation when people who know dharma, people who stand for dharma, and people who can understand dharma come together and choose a king who will support Vedic lifestyle, who is at least favorable to Varnashrama system, and guide constantly the people who are in the political order so that they are clear what they should do, and they also help the devotees who are preaching Krishna consciousness. So these are few instructions which Prabhupada gives in today's purport. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Hare Krishna. Anybody has some comments or questions, anyone? Okay, thank you all so much, Hare Krishna.